Today we're talking about a hidden accelerator to the INFJ superpower. We all know that there's so much potential with being an INFJ. We all feel it, you read it everywhere, even other people tell you this. You hear this over and over again through other people or through just the things you're experiencing. There is so much potential, there is something special. But if we look at reality, not every INFJ gets to actually experience that. Not every INFJ feels like, yes, that superpower actually manifests in my life. I see myself making some exceptional improvements. I love the way my life is going. And we should ask ourselves why that is. Because if you didn't have all that potential, why are all those thoughts there? Why do you continuously get into situations where you feel like, oh, I know how this is going to play out. This could happen in such an amazing way. You have a sixth sense for a lot of things. And so there is one hidden accelerator that I don't believe is ever talked about, that people specifically in our INFJ community just sort of like bypass, when in reality, that is one of the main ingredients that's going to make the difference between you feeling like you have so much to offer, you have so much potential, and it's staying in your mind. And let's be honest, this isn't very healthy, because let's say you were just ignorant and you didn't feel you had anything to say or to live out, or you had all this potential and you would just be blissfully ignorant and happy with your life, everything would be good. But being in this situation where you know there could be more, you know you could experience life differently, but you don't know how to do that, that makes a lot of INFJs depressed, sad, and just bitter. And it's not that INFJs just aren't smart enough to figure this out. The reason why we're not tapping into this accelerator that we're going to talk about today is because it still isn't very popular. It isn't something that you see when you watch INFJ videos most of the time. It's not something that you see when you read about INFJs. It just sort of always seems like, oh, INFJs live in their mind. They're very cerebral beings. They experience life from afar. They're observers. But we're going to change all of that. Not just with what we're going to talk about today, but I see how our entire community is changing. The hidden accelerator that I'm talking about is getting a grasp of reality. And this grasp of reality, I define in two ways. Number one, you actually face what is going on in your real life, and then you take action in it. And this is, of course, easier said than done. Like, you know, okay, so understand and accept reality and then take action. It's, of course, not that easy. We're going to look into this more in detail. Before we dive into it, remember to download the 5 Pillars to an INFJ Epic Life poster. It will help you to make those steps happen. And if you want to take it even further, then work with me one-on-one. All the information, you find the link in the description. So a grasp of reality always starts with a reality check. So for us INFJs, there's this one thing that we don't like to do, and that is extroverted thinking. So if you think in MBTI terms, there is no extroverted thinking in our functional stack. But if you look into socionics, or you look in a little bit more advanced systems that are all sort of like based on MBTI, you see that extroverted thinking is the one function we INFJs like the least. We ignore it the most, we don't value it at all, and this can be our downfall. Like I always say, our weaknesses don't have to become our strengths. I'm the last person who will tell you, become great at details, become great at micromanaging, go really deep into specifics. Like, you know, those things aren't really fun, and we don't need to be great at our weaknesses. We just have to sort of be good enough for them not to sabotage our life. Our main focus should still go to our strengths. That's how we make the biggest impact. If we just accept who we are, we take actions in those steps, you know, like the fact that we are big picture thinkers, that we can, you know, give people what they want, that we understand people really well. You know, it's not about trying to become an ISTJ. Just accept who you are, make these things happen, but those weaknesses, they have to be sort of like just boundaries somehow. Because I can tell you, once you do this, once you put a little bit of effort into those weaknesses and you say, I'm just going to manage them somehow, I'm going to put effort into it, not much, but enough, I guarantee you, so much of your focus will go in the right direction. You will finally feel that push, that acceleration that you've always been looking for. So back to the first step, reality check, extroverted thinking. What does this mean? This is what I like to call externally observable facts. So it doesn't matter if you think you have a connection with somebody. It doesn't matter if you have a hunch that this job might be the right thing for you. There are certain things that we have to take under consideration. And these are things that are externally observable facts. So, has this person called you? Has this person initiated any kind of meetings? Has this person shown interest in wanting to be in a relationship with you? If the answer is no, that's your externally observable fact. Don't waste your time thinking about something that might work in some parallel universe where it all makes sense because in your mind it feels like the truth. We as INFJs have a very hard time distinguishing between the truth and our imagination, which can be an extreme strength of ours because that helps us to go into the direction that actually makes things happen, that makes things that are just an imagination, that makes that the truth. That's an amazing thing. But if you help yourself with a couple of questions of, is this really happening? Am I really making progress here? And you make this a point to look at those things, to just double check from time to time. You will save so much time. You will look into the directions that will actually push you forward. It's not even funny. You will see this with these one-sided relationships that we all have experienced as INFJs. I know I have had plenty of those. But it's not just about people. It's about circumstances. It's about thinking, oh, my life is going to turn out great. You know, I have this feeling of things are happening. But what is the reality check? The reality check might be, I think my life is boring. I don't like my job. I don't like the apartment I live in. I don't like where things are heading. I don't like the trajectory of my life. And this realization might be very hard at a moment and it might be very harsh, but it will help you to then take steps to make things happen. It will help you to go for another job. It will help you to say, if I don't like my social life, then I'm going to start going to events. I'm going to start interacting in some kind of social causes where I can meet people who are what I want, who are going places where I wanna be at. And you'll see this difference also when you always double check, well, you know, I'm not just doing research on getting a new apartment. I'm not just like making some kind of, oh, this would be fun to live there. No, I'm actually writing the realtor. I'm actually applying to the job. I'm not just saying, oh, okay, I research and I think about things that make me happy or jobs that I could be doing. No. If you would tell that story to somebody else, is there something that is externally observable? Doing research, doing brainstorming is one thing. Publishing a YouTube video is a different thing. These are externally observable facts. Keep this in mind. This is one half of the equation. These externally observable facts will change your life forever. They will just narrow down all those options and make you move forward. Even if you feel like, oh, but if I just have to rely on that, then my life is going to be super boring. It may be boring now, but if you continue to do this, there's such an exponential learning curve there that it will just blow your mind. But in order to get there, we have to look at the facts. And remember, that doesn't mean that we have to stop being INFJs. That doesn't mean that we have to stop daydreaming. No, I still love to daydream. I have big plans. I have big ideas. And I'm glad I'm actively reaching towards them because then I can get to the next place. I can fulfill one dream after the other and you actually feel like you're continuously growing. You're creating that INFJ epic life on your terms. Okay, so we talked about one half of the equation. What is the other one? The other one is taking action. So SE, extroverted sensing. Extroverted sensing is the last function in our functional stack. So it is something that we value, but it's also something that we consider a weakness. We very often rely on other people to do that for us because we know and we see they're so much better at this than we are. We see ESTPs, we see even people who don't have it actively in their stack. Like everybody who's a sensor will be better at this than we are. But we have to accept one thing. Just because people are better at these things that doesn't mean that we can just shove it off to them. Because you can be everybody's psychic and you can help somebody and you can be one half of the equation, but your dreams, your imagination, all your potential can never be fulfilled through another person. The only person who can bring all of your ideas, all of your potential to life is you. So you have to work with the SE you got. You have to improve it as much as you can. You have to tap into it and accept its limitations maybe, but that doesn't mean that you have to just say, oh, I'm not going to do them at all. This is something so many INFJs do for a majority of their lives. I know I did. I didn't want to tap into it because I felt if I do this, nobody's going to really want to have me as their sidekick because then I'm actually choosing me over them, which until this time was like the main reason people wanted me to be around them. That's how a lot of INFJs think. And second of all, if I do this, then I'm just giving up on the opportunity for somebody else to be that driving force. If it's a friend, if it's a coworker, if it's a partner. But again, they don't have your imagination. They don't have your ideas. They don't have your vision. You do. And so you have to tap into this. You have to say, with the SE that I do got, I gotta make those moves. And with all of this together, you have just as much right, you have just as much potential as everybody else. Because what makes you you, what gives you all those opportunities is the combination of it all. You don't need to be like this SE super person. It's enough to have a little bit of that because your introverted intuition, the one that gives you a vision, that allows you to see patterns, that allows you to find a road less traveled, that is your superpower. You just need to make sure that you use the SE that you do have to the best of your capacity. That's why we talk about physical energy management as one of the pillars to an INFJ epic life, because we want to improve our SE as much as possible. So, reality check. Don't just think about all those great things that could be, that are in your mind. Really look at things that are externally observable and then take action towards what you want. Take action towards things that seem unrealistic, but you have an idea about it. Write that chapter, call up a publishing house, publish yourself on Amazon, write that song, put it on iCloud, record that video, put it on YouTube. And remember, it's about pushing against your own boundaries, pushing against your discomfort. And there's nobody who can tell you, oh, that step is too small or that step is too big. You just have to find the right balance, which means it gets you out of your comfort zone, but it doesn't overwhelm you. So when it is about, for example, moving to another city, then actually first off, write, let's say, a realtor in this new city. I guarantee you, just writing that person will cause anxiety within you. And that's a good sign. Anxiety in this case is a sign that you're pushing against your own boundaries, against your comfort zone. You haven't done anything yet. You haven't moved out. You haven't really told anybody. But just asking for some options already makes you face this new reality. You got this. Grasp reality. Get a reality check and then take action towards your vocation, your dreams, your purpose. As small as it may seem, remember, it's not going to stay this small. There's going to be an amazing acceleration happening if you just take the first step. Push against your comfort zone and never ever think, oh, I should be able to do so much more. When I started this channel, just getting ready to film a video felt like the biggest burden on earth. It was no problem to get ready on a Monday when I went to work, but doing something for me, stepping out of my comfort zone, there were just so many things that wanted me to stay safe in this place. So getting ready already was something that I had to face. It was something that got me outside of my comfort zone. And that was the right place where I needed to go. I didn't tell myself, oh, you should be able to do 10 videos and you shouldn't be scared of this. No, only you know where that balance is. Take a step, as small as it may be, and you'll create this amazing future for yourself day after day. Remember, if you want some insights on what steps to take to make this thing happen, then check out the poster to the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life. If you want to work with me and you want to take it to the next level, you can also do that. You find all the information in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video on why the INFJ always wins in the long run.